Well, it was WASD crop report day today, and the USDA kind of broke with its norms and came out with a very friendly report. Has wheat futures limit up in Kansas City. Chicago has been toying with it off and on. They came in and woke up, slashing the all winter wheat crop substantially, dropping it 150 million bushels in all winter wheat below the average guess, and the average guess was already lower from last year. That caught the market attention as the hardware winter wheat supplies via abandoned acreage, pretty much you can just count the states wherever it was dry, which is everybody, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, eastern Colorado, all the way up into Montana is getting their prospects all slashed. This, and considering the USDA, they don't typically do something like this unless there's more to come, because they like to gradually do things. And so if they make it a large dump right now on yield potential, it means they know it's worse. And so they're getting some of the truth out there earlier. So with that, we have the wheat market in Kansas City, which needs to go to levels which many are complaining that, well, we're well above world values, we're not going to sell any wheat. That's because we can't. We need to ration hard red winter wheat supplies. Do not put it in the feed bunk, and do not be blending, putting it out for exports. It's for U.S. consumption. And so with that, Kansas City wheat up the 45-cent limit on July, 7.31 1/4. That's the case for all contracts forward up the 45-cent limit in Kansas. Chicago, July, presently up 43.5 cents, been limit up several times. It's at 6.77 1/2 as they're playing the spreads there a bit. Kansas will go much higher than the soft red winter wheat that Chicago is. Spring wheat, it has fallen under now the price of the winter wheat contract. You'll probably see some blending later on here this year. The Minneapolis July up 39 cents, 7.25 1/2, about 6 cents underneath the Kansas contract. You don't see that very often. Minneapolis September up 39 cents, 7.47, up 36 1/2 on December at 7.64. Now in the corn trade, they don't want much in the feed bunks, but that corn number was not bearish, not bullish. It was kind of there. And so corn following the tide, the July contract for corn up 5 1/2 to 4.80 3/4, back to now within 7 cents of the double top on the charts that were put in last week. Probably means we're going to make new highs, the fact that we're coming back so fast. September corn up 4.86 3/4. New crop December corn, again, above $5. We're up 4.5 cents, 5.02 1/4. Soybeans seeing gains as well. They lowered new crop bean carryout down to 310 million bushels. Interesting, especially if the June 30th number, though, does show an increase to bean acreage. That number will probably come back up again. But for now, that creates interest. July beans up 15 cents, 12.28. President Trump is probably on board Air Force One right now, catching a fast snooze as he heads over to China. The November beans up 11 3/4 at 12.06 1/2. Soybean oil up 143 at 75.13 on the July contract. Now, cattle futures continuing to tumble today, despite denial from the White House that they were going to sign anything right now that would imply we would take the tariffs off of countries that import beef into the U.S. to help further more supplies. That helped support the cattle market this morning on the opening. But since the opening, it's been nothing but down. And as we speak, new lows for the session, attacking yesterday's lows, almost implying like it's still coming. Tariffs are going to be off. That's the only explanation you can come up with, that a shot was fired out over the bow to give you a heads up that it's still going to be. Whether or not it's true, we'll find out. But the board soft with the June cattle down $1.30, 248.10. August off $1.62, 241.92. October giving up $1.90, 234.77. In the feeder cattle, the August contract down $4.57, 357.72. Yesterday's low was only 50 cents away. September feeders off 507, 355.20. November down 547 at 348.60. Hog futures also softer, with June off $1.77, 98.45. July hogs down $1.57 at 102.97. Gold taking it on the chin today, down $44 an ounce, $4,684.70. July silver giving up 36 cents, $85.59, while the Bitcoin May contract down $1,590. We're at $80,595. In the crude oil market, June contract up $3.34, 101.39. Yes, the Strait of Hormuz is still closed, and it's probably going to be closed tomorrow, and next week and probably the week after that. July crude oil up $3.22, $97.96. Gasoline June up 8.25 a gallon, $3.68. Diesel fuel for June up 14.5 cents a gallon, $4.11.5. Any questions? You're welcome to call us at heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are right there prominently across the top of the webpage, or right there is an opportunity for you to get a 30-day free trial to our newsletter. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.